I remember growing up that as a young person, between the ages of 11 and let's say 14 or 15, you were not responsible for doing a lot of the groceries at home. Of course, this differed family to family, but especially when I was 11 to 13, there wasn't a lot that I understood about doing groceries and paying bills, and let alone ordering things internationally. That was just something that was not even in my mind. I never even considered that. And there's many of us who grew up in such an era. But right now, in the world that we're living in today, young people are growing up in a completely different world, which both has its positives and negatives. Right now, we're living in a world where a young person can download an app, save up some money, and then order something all the way from America or from China or from Europe or from any part in Africa as well, and have that product delivered within on the comfort of their home if they have the money and if they have a smartphone and they can load a card on that phone. In fact, there's another thing I remember, which I remember it used to frustrate me a lot when I was younger. The fact that in order for you to buy online, you needed to have a credit card. And some of us still remember that time that you couldn't do any shopping if you didn't have a credit card. And of course, that limited a lot of young people, even to go into a hotel or to book a vehicle and to rent out a vehicle. You needed to have a credit card. But now times have changed. There's a lot that you can do with just a debit card, like the first card that a 16-year-old has access to, even a 13-year-old can do so much these days that they can book a flight. They can order stuff from outside of the country that they live in. They can have all of these things delivered at their doorstep. So all that is to say this, the landscape has changed in terms of how we do our shopping. Everything has changed. Parents have less control of how their kids do their spending and shopping, right? Nowadays, a kid can literally have an app that you don't even know is used for shopping, because I know that a lot of older people don't even know that Temu is a place where you can do shopping. In fact, let alone Temu, nowadays you can even do shopping on a social media platform like TikTok. TikTok has a store. You can have a person that you follow and they have a store and products that they sell that you can buy. Let alone that, young people are able to buy digital products, right? Digital products that you don't even know that they have access to. And this really changes the conversation and landscape, right? Where a lot of young people now are at a place where we are exposed to things that make it easy for us to abuse online shopping because it has become so easily and so accessible. One of the apps that are becoming very popular right now is an app called Temu. And Temu basically sells very things that are of decent quality, a lot of them, at very affordable prices. More affordable than you can get them in your own country. And a lot of young people are exposed to this because Temu is very popular on social media, especially Instagram and TikTok. And a lot of them are buying things as well and are being hired to promote this app. Now, I want to first begin our conversation at looking at the shift towards online shopping in a positive light, because there are a few negative things to discuss about it, right? So let's look at it from a positive light. Back in the day, streets used to be much safer. Young people could travel. You could go walk to your family's friends without really worrying much about who might kidnap you, who might hurt you along the way or steal from you. But nowadays, also depending on where you live, things have changed and they've become a lot more dangerous. So online shopping has introduced a lot of safety with it, let alone that you save a lot of time and fuel. That's something to acknowledge about online shopping, that even though your child is busy doing shopping outside there in the world, or you as a young person are doing shopping outside there in the world, you can rest assured that you don't have to do much and you don't have to go around traveling and going to places that are dangerous. And as a parent, you can rest assured that at least your child is doing this from the comfort of your home within the four walls that of safety that you've created for them. That's a positive, and that's something that we should acknowledge and be aware of, right? Even though the online and digital space has opened up a lot of danger, like, for example, you having to give your child, whether you like it or not, access, just by giving them a phone, a laptop, a PlayStation, they already have access to the world of spending, right? I mean, there was a time where buying is only something that we gave. It's a responsibility that adults have had access to. But nowadays, that access has really trickled down to the young people, where now, when you're giving them an allowance, and you're probably going to give them through a bank or whatever the case may be, even if you're giving them physical money, it's easy for them to take that and turn it into, put it in some kind of bank or online digital service that provides financial services and be able to do spendings. And on top of that, young people can now spend through games, they can spend on whatever social media platform that they're on. So we've opened up this level of responsibility, like who gets to shop, to young people. And as a young person, you have a lot more power. And there's good in that. But at the same time, I want to talk now about the fact that as young people, we need to be responsible, because there's a lot of things that we can do wrong. Like, for example, we love our influencers. And that opens us up to a lot of impulse buying, right? You can call it a frenzy that we go on, because if you see, for example, your favorite actress that you follow or your favorite influencer that you follow, that they're buying certain type of clothes, you're easily encouraged to do impulse buying. And impulse buying is buying without meditating on something, budgeting for it, spending time thinking about whether you want the purchase or not. Because it's so easy to buy in the first place, you don't really have a lot of time to even think about the purchase that you're making, right? So this is something that us young people need to really, really, really think about, that we are in a space where we've been given a lot more access and a lot more privileges than we are entitled to. I don't know if I should put it that way, than we are entitled to. And this is something we need to think about, because now the responsibility rests on our shoulders as young people as to whether we are going to be responsible or we are going to be reckless with our money. Another point I want to raise is the idea of the downside of discounts, right? When you are shopping online and you're shopping on a platform like Temu and you're shopping on social media, there's a lot of discounts there. And the problem with it is there's so many discounts nowadays that you really can't even tell the difference between something that is a legitimate discount and something that is just claiming to be a discount, right? Everything is a quote unquote discount, right? But what are you comparing it to? So that makes us make decisions without actually doing any research. Because back in the day, I remember my mother used to collect papers from Checkers, from Dis-Chem, from ShopRite and from Spar, and then compare the prices as to which place is cheaper. But nowadays, these companies are encouraging you to do a lot of impulse buying because they want you to fall for the impulse buying. They want you to not do a lot of comparative shopping. They don't want you to compare prices from this store and that store and that store, because you conveniently landed on their website and you are on their social media platform. So we need to open our eyes up as young people to the idea on and the effort that we need to make in order to make sure that we compare prices. Then there's also the environmental impact. This one I'm not going to touch much on because it's a discussion on its own. But frenzy buying, impulse buying, and bulking things up, storing things, also has a very big impact on the environment, right? Shopping and using things that now you're going to leave and you're not going to recycle. And I suppose that's a way you can solve this problem by recycling in the first place. But we really do need to be mindful of how we're impacting the environment as young people. And then also, a lot of us who are shopping in this modern era, in this modern age, rely so much on returning things. I remember I watched a documentary on the returning industry, I should call it. Like, you have no idea how companies invest, right, in this idea. They have an expectation that things are going to be returned and those things are going to be resold at a much lower price. And that floods markets with these items that we have returned. And because now we have these online stores trying to beg us to become online shoppers, they're making it very easy for us to return items that we've already opened. And some of these companies, actually, this doesn't work well for the companies. And I would say for at the same time for the environment, but it does, I suppose, make it easier for people who are buying things in the secondhand market, because then we give them products that we've opened up but didn't use. But you can see how that can ruin the environment as well, because we're flooding it with things that should be thrown away by now. But also another very big impact on us as young people is just social media influencers. We need to stop allowing influencers to determine the things that we buy. Whenever you see something that an influencer is using and you want to use it, I've seen these mugs, these drinking cups that a lot of young people are buying these days because they're seeing influencers buy them. You really need to ask yourself, spend some time considering whether you even need it in the first place, right? So the question I'm going to leave with you for right now is, the last thing you bought, did you really need it, or was it an impulse buy because you saw an influencer use it? And do you think you have a problem of buying with impulse and shopping online?
Online shopping and the threat of online shopping, has it become too convenient in this country of ours for us to actually ignore it? And the repercussions of it is no longer supporting our local economy. That is our theme for this evening. Well, I elaborated a bit on it, but that is in general the discussion that we will be having. Now, recently I read an article which is very, very interesting on how Temu, which is the other importing or online shopping store that's massive, that's just been blown up the last couple of weeks, how they grew to the extent that they did. I read an article and it's fascinating to see what they did, because their secret to their success is not necessarily the pricing for the items that you pay. The secret to their success is the gameplay model that they exhibit by means of repurchasing things through them. So I don't know if you've noticed this, but whenever you open up the Temu app, you need to spin something and you can get a discount. It's always the same discount on my case. I don't know why. When you need to spin something and you need to get discounts, and you get 70% off, but if you invite two friends, you get 90% off. And people started purchasing things on Temu, not for any other reason than just to purchase these things at the gameplay sort of gambling type of way, right? So you purchase things because it's cheap, not because it's actually something that you need, neither because it's something that's worth your while. It is cheap, and that's why we're purchasing it. Very, very interesting, right? Now, with Temu, you need to invite friends and then everybody gets it and there's discounts for everyone. But the products I've noticed, because we've actually tried it out, I don't think it's totally the same quality than what other online manufacturing be, but that's besides the point. People, we've noticed, or the article that I read noticed that, listen, people are buying these things for the gameplay or the gambling vibe. They want to feel that we are getting things at a discounted rate. They want to feel like I've won because I found this item or shirt or whatever at 90% discount. That's why people are doing it, which is not the healthy way of purchasing materials, right? We all know that. Interesting, very, very interesting, that what we do and what we shouldn't do online is actually purchasing things just because they are on special, because that's why they found us out. People tend to buy, our consumer mindset is to such a degree that we buy things because we see that they are discounted, not because they are actually worth our while. A while back, I found out that there's this online store, a local South African online store, and if you purchase items and you leave them in your cart and you don't check out, you leave them in there for about 3 to 4 hours, they give you a 50 rand discount. They gave you a voucher like, listen, just buy the thing and leave us alone, right? 50 rand off. And I did that. And to be honest, I misused that, because whenever I want something, I'll add it in my cart, just leave it there, wait for 3-4 hours. And then somebody, I get the email like, listen, you get a voucher, so just buy it. And I think it worked for them, because that's how they also grew in popularity. That's how they became famous. But The problem with that is that we are buying things that we don't really need. We are just buying them because they are on special. And I firmly believe, that is the way that online shops are surviving currently. Online shops are not surviving, thriving, because you get inundated with the amount of specials on emails and SMSs, and they all have this sort of catchphrase, something similar to the immediacy of the special and the fact that it's not going to last long. Meaning that you need to buy now. If you don't buy now, you're not going to get anywhere. If you don't subscribe now, you're not going to get this special. There's always this rush to get you to purchase these things. And it's that rush that which we as humans succumb to and then buy things that we don't need. Right? Then we are misusing it. Now, I'm the first one to tell you that, listen, I buy stuff online. Perhaps I need to clarify even more. I buy a lot of stuff online. Like, I'm the type of guy that don't even go to Pick and Pay. I just let them deliver things. Mainly because we live in a small town and Pick and Pay is not close by, and it's more fuel efficient and cheaper for me to have them deliver than drive there with my car. But I buy a lot of stuff online. But I need to... there's two things that I do need to realize. The first one is that I need to realize I don't need to buy things which are on special only. Because even Checkers, the Checkers app can do that for you. If you say, listen, this thing is $60, but if you buy two, you're only going to pay 110 Rand. Due to the fact that you think you're saving money, you're purchasing two things, but you don't need two of them. And you're only saving 10 Rand or something. And the second thing that I've realized with online purchasing, which is sad, to be totally honest, is I miss the experience of discovering things. I miss the experience of walking through a shop. Not the hectically busy shop, but just walking through the shop and discovering or stumbling upon something and say, this might be cool. Now what we are experiencing is you need to make an informed decision with the photos that's uploaded, and then you need to decide, is this something I want, not something that I want, and can it be sent to me? And when they arrive, you realize this is not actually how you've experienced it. And then you get that let down, which is not cool. The main thing that I want to focus on this evening, and that's why I keep on saying it, and that's why I will probably keep on telling you that we feel that we are abusing online stores by purchasing a lot of items from them, but I need to clarify that they are the ones that's abusing you, because they're always hoying specials at your face, which aren't always specials. They're just prices, and they've been marked down from extreme markup to make it seem like they are saving money, but in actual fact, do the proper accounting and do the proper sums and calculations and see whether you are actually saving money. Stop buying things that you don't need, because in the not too distant future, these things won't be worth anything.